Anyway, Don Mixa?
Yes, Don Mixa is in,
he's in Chicago.
Don Mixa's in Chicago, and we got him on the line right now. Don, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing great here at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. You asked me to get some unusual news, and I think that we've got some unusual news. I know you guys were joking about this sometime today, but you may recall that President Trump was very flattered at the fact that Elon Musk gave him what he called full-throated approval.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, we've got members here of the Democratic, some members of the delegations here at the Democratic Convention, and they said, I talked to Jerry Waxbo over here from the California delegation. What'd you say, Jerry?
Oh.
Yeah.
That, you know what? That's the joke from Elcott, The Next Step.
What are we talking about here? Gagation?
That was the joke, yeah.
All right, well, I don't know, Phil, and these people don't listen to Elcott, The Next Step, but when they heard that Elon Musk had given Trump full-throated endorsement, according to President Trump, a lot of these guys are walking around going, oh, you know.
So it's a kind of a crude oral sex joke?
Yeah, that's it, basically. And that's been going on since about 10 o'clock this morning. I mean, all over every delegation, guys are walking up to me, and they're saying, hey, Don, how you doing? I said, fine, and they go, and then they laugh and they walk on. And the first time it happened, I walked over to Bobby Roxboy. I mentioned the guy, the California delegation. There's another guy over here from the Wisconsin delegation, Sid Sheffer. Hey, Sid, come over here. I'm talking about you. Sid, what did you say to me when I said good morning, Sid?
I just went, not that I was offering that service, but I wanted you to see if you'd.
You want to see if I'd heard the news.
If you heard the news that Elon Musk was going,
okay.
You know what, man? That's about as juvenile as it gets.
I was about to say, is this what they're talking about at the Democratic Convention?
No, this is not. They're talking about a lot of different things. But this was the big news as of about 30 minutes ago.
I know they had a lot of people speaking. They had a lot of, I understand, some pretty prominent people. They had President Biden. They had Jill Biden.
They had all those people, Phil. Yeah, and I listened to all of them. They had Steve Kerr from the Golden State Warriors.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the big thing that was happening here was that everyone was going, yeah, I give my full-throated approval to you. Oh, shit.
Why are you laughing at, Mr. Henry?
I don't think laughing at it, Phil, is...
Don't worry about it, Phil.
What is so funny?
Well, just what Don did there. You know, Don, I tell you something, man, for a guy that maybe plays the trumpet, we don't know.
Hey, Phil, you're getting... I got to tell you something. You're getting real close to a lawsuit.
A lawsuit over what?
You saying that I don't play the trumpet.
I've never heard you play an actual trumpet.
I play... Yes, I do play the trumpet, Phil.
You're going to have to prove that because we've heard you play mouth trumpet.
Wait a minute, this is not what you guys are going to talk about.
No, it's not.
Well, no, but here's... You know, I Phil asked me, as long as I was in Chicago, because we're here with the Gentlemen of Sin through the end of the month. We're playing over the Covo Club, okay?
Where's that?
Still on Straight Street, you know. But and it's kind of a pizza joint that they've expanded into kind of a jazz club. But, so as long as I was here, I said, sure, I'd get credentialed and go to the convention. And when I showed up this morning, that was the big joke.
Okay, so of all the stuff that's going on at the convention...
All the stuff, all of the speeches... All of the important issues?
Yes, yes.
Okay, that was the big news.
Yes. What do you think I'm lying?
Because it doesn't seem likely, man, that Trump saying that he got full-throated support from Elon Musk and then a bunch of people walking around pretending like they...
Yeah, no, a couple of the guys... Here's a Skeeter. What did you have this morning when you guys were making that full-throated joke? You had a kielbasa?
We did. We had our kielbasa. We got over here, too. Freshmen, and we've been 6 or 7 kielbasas now. They're sort of passing them around.
They're passing around kielbasas.
What for? So you can make this? You can do this joke?
God, General. What for?
What for? Because you can make the joke?
Yes, because you can say, in other words, you take the kielbasa.
All right, I've had enough of this stupid joke. So anyway, thanks a lot. That's the big news from the Democratic Convention. Trump said that Elon Musk gave him full-throated support and people are walking around with kielbasas pretending to gag on him. Jesus.
Phil, you don't help by laughing.
That's it, Phil. And see, there's Phil laughing. Why? Because he thinks it's funny. Why? Because Phil has a sense of humor. Why? Because he's alive! That's why! He's alive!
Jesus H.
Hey, Don, what the hell's wrong with you, man? You flipped out and everything. You flipped out? You flipped out. What's the street value? Give me the phone, will you? Don, what the hell's wrong with you?
I'm sorry. I've been under a lot of pressure. When you brought up the trumpet, it really pissed me off.
What pissed you off about it?
Because my trumpet's still in the shop, and I was supposed to play the National Anthem tonight here at the National Democratic Convention.
You were going to play the National Anthem?
No, the guy standing behind me. Yes, Phil.
Okay, man. That's a great honor.
You better believe it. But my trumpet's still in the shop. And this is what I was trying to tell you. But you guys sit there calling me a liar, saying this is stupid. You say I can't even play the trumpet.
All right, man, I'm sorry I said that.
Well?
Well, why don't you... Okay, so you don't have your trumpet.
I don't have my trumpet. I'm trying to get the people here to let me play mouth trumpet. I talked to Susan Swilly, who's the vice chair, tonight. And she said, you got to be kidding me.
Of course she's going to say that, man.
Okay, Phil. Of course she's going to say that, man. Phil, I'm trying to everything that I can so I can play the trumpet.
All right, give us a... I think I know what this is going to sound like because it's the mouth trumpet.
No, but I told Swilly, I said, I can play the national anthem with the mouth trumpet. And she's looking at me like I'm something she's looking at on a piece of toilet paper that she just...
What are you laughing at? Nothing.
Well, you think that's funny? You think that's funny when a woman stares at you like she's looking at something on a piece of toilet paper she just wiped off of her...
Okay, Don, I got it.
Sorry.
Well, why don't you give us an example of how it's going to sound? It's mouth trumpet, man.
Yeah, this is the mouth trumpet.
Well, there you go, Phil.
Go ahead. Okay, but slow down, man.
Sorry. I gotta tune this thing.
You gotta tune what? Your mouth?
Hey, General.
Look at, Don, we played the National... It was very bad. You're not gonna do that, are you?
No, I'm not gonna do that. I gotta go. I gotta get some... First thing I need to do is get hydrated. Second thing I need is chapstick. Third thing I need some lip balm and some kind of a lotion to put on my lips.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Oh, my God. Are you making a blowjob reference?
All right, let's clean it up. I'm walking out of here, Phil. Let's clean it up, Don. We already heard your whole thing about how everybody's walking around with a kielbasa, and there you...
Well, this is the guy that works for you. He's talking about me needing lip balm.
I understand, Don, but you're playing mouth trumpet. The whole thing is pretty weird. Listen, I hope you do better.
I don't know. She hasn't said yet whether I get to do it or not. If she heard what I just did...
Well, the best of luck to you anyway.
All right. Well, anyway, my report, Phil, as I said, is that here, as of 10 o'clock this morning, the biggest news on the convention floor is that this guy, Dooley Wickham, here from the Wisconsin delegation, the guy's from California, said, hey, did you hear that President Trump gave his, Elon Musk gave his full-throated endorsement of President Trump, and then they dangled kielbasas over their faces. You don't think that's funny?
No, not even close.
It's juvenile, asinine, and beside the point.
Okay, well, that's...
And you're telling me that's the biggest news there at the Democratic National Convention?
It's here on the floor, Phil. There's a lot of news being made, obviously, the speech-making. But these guys from California, the two guys from Wisconsin, are a riot. They're walking around with these kielbasas going, who am I? Elon Musk? Yeah, you know. In fact, they did... Wait, Johnny, what was the contest in? If you said Elon Musk, they go... How was he saying? That means yes. If you say Elon...
So there is Don Mixa wasting our time at the Democratic National Convention.
Yeah.
Is he kidding or something? I don't know. I mean, but I do know that they had speeches. He could have covered that. As far as the national anthem goes, him playing that on the mouth trumpet, forget it.
When he plays a real trumpet on this program or anywhere that we can hear, I'm a gone...
You're a gone what?
You heard what I said.
Oh, my gosh, should have gone, mother... All right, I heard her. Coming up next is our good friend, Coach Vernon Dozier, who's going to do a follow-up on the Igor... What is it, Bud?
Yeah, it's Igor Morrissey Parent-Teacher Grand Council.
That's their PTO at Belmar Academy.
Yes, And he feels like he needs to do some explanation because when he was on last week or the week before, I forget what it was, the week before, people thought that it was a coup. It was a Ku Klux.
It's not the Ku Klux. It's Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, sorry.
They thought it was the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, because they had hoods and.
Well, they don't really have hoods. We'll talk to him in a minute here. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Don Mixa. And I want to tell you, you got a backstage pass. Hold on. Yeah, I'll take a. Let me have the one that's barbecued. It's Don Mixa here. And the backstage pass to the world famous Phil Hendry Show is exactly what the doctor ordered. To get yourself off to a great start to each day, listen to our great podcast, some of the great archive material, 60,000 great hours of comedy, also video casts, also long and short form comedy. It's there at the world famous Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. You can get 1 month for less than $10, get a full year for less than $7 a month. And not only that, you get home movies from Phil. You get the pre-show, which is Phil. Well, I don't know what you want to say about it, but it's Phil just bouncing off the walls, prepping his show. You also get podcasts from Hellcat The Next Step. I said Hellcat The Next Step. I didn't say Elcat. I said Hellcat The Next Step, because that's what I think that cat is. I think Hellcat is one Hellcat. You want to get those guys driving?
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Thank you, Don.
You really got a sign.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the El Pacifico here in Southern California. Phil Hendry had some time off last week doing all kind of stuff.
Now, you're writing a show, aren't you?
I'm writing a little theater piece that I will tell you guys about. It will, and I'll give you an opportunity to come see it and stuff like that. The other thing that's going on, next month we're getting inducted.
Now, why do you say we?
Because I just feel like it's all of us, don't you think?
Well, yeah, it literally is, but we're pretending like it's just, you know, you.
Yeah, so anyway, we are getting inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame on September the 19th in Nashville, Tennessee. I'm going to be back. My good friend Don Olander and his wife Pam Olander, they're going to be there. Donnie and I have been friends since we were 12. Jackie's going to come with me. My radio agent David Katz is going to show up. I know a couple of listeners. Ben, thank you, brother, for making it. And, you know, just I don't want you guys to think you got to go to Nashville for this thing. It's a professional gathering, and I know I'll see a lot of folks that I know from the business. We'll hang out, party a little bit, you know, and it'll be fun. So that's in Nashville on the 19th. And like I said to people, and I probably said it here before, I didn't think, you know.
Yeah. You didn't have a snowball's chance in hell of getting in.
I didn't think I did, honestly.
Why not?
Because I'm weird, man. There's that word, right?
Yeah, well.
That is true. You are weird. Oh, man. I am. I'm weird as hell, and I didn't know that weird was going to play well. And
go ahead, say it.
Say what?
What you said to me off the air?
No, I will not.
All right, Phil said he surprised a lot of guys got in that before him.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You did. You said...
Don't worry about what I said. So, yeah, that's the 19th, and looking very much forward to that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Jesus. All right. I made a big mistake. I thought Vernon Dozier was on today. That's going to be tomorrow night. We have the Dooleys on the line. We hear Bobby. I hear Bobby in the background there. Bobby, you've been very patient.
Well, I was very interested, Phil, in listening to your story about inducted. Did you hear that, Steve?
I heard about a week ago.
You heard about Phil being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame? Hall of Fame? What is it, Phil?
The Hall of Fame.
What do you think it was, the Hall of Fame?
Oh, I never touched him.
Then quit pretending like she's hitting you, Steve.
All right.
Sorry, Phil.
Yeah, that's fine. I just don't like that because it sounds like we're making fun of domestic violence.
Oh, get off your high horse, will you, Phil? God almighty, I'm sitting here in a tub. I stink to high heaven. Do you know where I've been all day? I've been up on Goblin Mountain and then came back here because we have a dinner party that we're hosting tomorrow night.
You guys were at Butner Lake again?
We drove back yesterday. I wanted to get some pictures for Cocktails and Patio magazine. And then Steve and I came back. But the problem is, Steve was late returning because I left him there.
You left him there what?
You want me to tell the story or do you? I was up there getting the pictures for Cocktails and magazine.
Now, you're up on Goblin Mountain.
Yes, at Butner Lake.
Okay.
I'm getting the pictures. Beautiful view. I'm looking at the boats going in and out of the squats, and I'm looking at Goblin Straits, or the Butner Straits, excuse me. Then I'm seeing the Goblin, and I'm up on top of Goblin Mountain, and I remember that song. You remember the song, Steve?
They say don't go on Goblin Mountain.
Yeah, that Steve changed it. Isn't it called Wooverton?
Yeah, it's called They Say Don't Go on Wooverton.
Give me the phone. Wooverton Mountain?
Yeah, on Wooverton.
Steve changed it to Goblin Mountain.
They say don't go up in the Goblin Mountain if you're looking for a wife. They got some freaks. They got some freaks. Radiation.
The phone, you ask? What am I doing wrong? Don't start making it sound like the people that live on the Goblin are from the hills have eyes. God. What are you laughing at?
Nothing, nothing. Tell me what happened today.
So, Steve, I sent Steve home. Because when I was up there taking pictures, all of a sudden he comes up and he goes, here, honey, here's your coffee, here, honey. And he brought some flowers, some wildflowers that he picked. And then he dropped to one knee as if he was kneeling before a queen. And what did you do, Steve?
I farted.
Loud, too.
It was loud, yeah.
And then he started, did you start laughing?
Yes, I did.
So it was so foul and funkadized.
What do you mean by funkadized?
Oh, well, are you all special or something? You don't know? You can't figure that one out?
It stunk to high heaven.
Yes. And I said, you know what, Steve? And my eyes were still watering, and I was still half holding my breath. I said, get out of here. Get back down to West Hills. Get out of my sight.
Yeah, I said, how are you going to get home?
I thumbed a ride with Mitch Buniel.
You thumbed a ride?
Yes.
She got out on the highway, Mr. Henry, up here on Googlin Highway, and just stuck her thumb out.
I stuck my thumb out, and I saw Mitch come along.
Were you really going to hitchhike, Bobby?
What do you think I just said?
Yeah. Can you believe it, Mr. Henry?
I'd rather do that than ride in the same car with this guy that just busted one off, that would penetrate the glass around the Mona Lisa...
And burn the paint off!
So you understand what I'm saying, Phil?
Okay, so there's the first butch for a long time. Phil, you don't have to hang up on her. I didn't hang up. I just put her on pause because I don't...
Gems Dooley, you went butch. Yeah, it sounded like you was all pissed off. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Phil. What happened?
You just went that it burned the paint off.
So what?
I know, Miss Henry. She doesn't understand. It scares us.
It doesn't scare me. I didn't know that. It sounded like you were getting angry.
I was a little bit put out.
So, basically, you were up there taking pictures for Cocktails and Patio Magazine.
Yes.
Steve comes up and cuts a fart that's so foul, you order him off the mountain. And he went home by himself, and you thumbed home.
I went out on the Googlin Highway, stuck my thumb out. Mitch was the first guy to come along. I said, are you heading to the valley? He said, I am now.
What does that mean?
He's a fan of mine. He likes looking at me in a tight grip.
You know what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry? Oh, my God. Oh,
Steve, butch up.
Oh, great, Bobby. So you're taking advantage of some guy's attraction to you. How do you know it's a safe ride?
Oh, my God.
One good thing is Mitch is about 86 years old.
All right, so you got back home, and now you're in the tub.
Now I'm in the tub, yes. And tomorrow we have a big, tomorrow we got a big reception. Tomorrow we're also having the shoot with Cocktails and Patio, Steve.
Yeah, Cocktails Patio is going to come by and take pictures of the patio.
You guys are always in Cocktails and Patio magazine. Have they got any other houses they take pictures of?
What's that supposed to mean?
Not that you don't have a beautiful home, Bobby, but do they take pictures of other houses there?
Why? Our home, yes, they do. I'm only kidding.
Okay.
Obviously, they take pictures of other homes here.
Okay. So what I'm getting here, Bobby, is you went up there just to get these pictures for Cocktails and Patio Magazine, came back down.
Yes. They wanted to get a view of Butner Lake, and also our home was very much in the shot. Had some beautiful pictures, and it was a beautiful afternoon. And Steve said, let me go get coffee. And I said, okay, honey. And we were having a beautiful day, and I saw him coming up the side of the mountain, and I remember thinking, there's my man. My man, the father of my three boys. There he is, Steve. Look at him coming up with coffee for me and flowers. And he dropped to one knee. He hands the flowers to me and the coffee, keeping his head down.
Yeah, man, you should have heard it, Mr. Henry. Went, boo, boo.
Ow! Ever take the phone from me.
Let me guess. She didn't really hit you.
No.
Well, he grabbed the phone from me, though.
I'm sorry.
He knelt down with his head still down. He offered up the coffee and the roses. Then I heard something that sounded like someone breaking wood. And I realized it was gas coming out of Steve's...
And down the hill you came.
Yes, down the hill I came. Anyway, I'm sorry I even brought it up. Not a very classy...
It's all right, Bobby. I thank you very much for being on the show.
Oh, who cares? Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding, Mr. Henry.
Bobby and Steve Dooley...
Well, so why did you have her on?
Because she said she got some pictures for Cocktails and Patio magazine. They're having a big shoot tomorrow, and there's a, I don't know, fundraiser?
Yeah, they're having a fundraiser at Western Estates and everything.
What does it mean in everything, bud?
I don't know if people are invited or not.
So Bobby is, I know Cocktails and Patio magazine has been taking pictures of their house in that area for God knows how long.
Well, I guess they've got some big ads or something in there, but this whole thing about this husband of hers... This, I don't know.
You know what? Steve may be cutting a really loud fart. She doesn't need to send him home and then hitchhike.
Yeah, she hitchhikes home because it was a loud, fetid...
Yeah.
What are you looking at me like I have the explanation?
Bobby and Steve Dooley. Also, many thanks to Don Mixa from the Democratic National Convention. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. It's great to be home. Yeah.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Ooh. What is this, Alfred Hitchcock or something?
Sounds like it.
Don't forget, Mr. Hendry is at facebook.com/ Phil Hendry Fans, PHANS, and also on Instagram, Phil Hendry.